Our next exercise is going to focus on the freeze response that often can get held in our body, in our joints. Our joints can carry a lot of tension or freeze from past stressful or traumatic experiences in our life. So we're going to do a little exercise using the power of our awareness, sensation, and small movements and breath to help move into our joints and help them come out of that freeze response. So for this exercise, it's going to be most helpful if you can start with having your feet on the floor rather than being cross-legged. You can also lie down if that's what works best for your body. So we're going to start by bringing our awareness to the sensations in our right ankle joint. Now, it may be difficult to feel into your right ankle joint, and if so, just slowly move your ankle joint around, letting your foot and ankle rotate or up, down, side to side, getting a sense of the sensations there in that joint. Maybe feeling the weight of your foot on the floor as you put your foot back down, if you were moving it around. Sensing the connection between the floor and your foot. Now we're going to scan up our right lower leg, noticing any sensations around our leg, maybe the touch of our clothes or some heat or coolness, tingling, whatever might be there as we journey to the right knee. And again, feeling into the joint space of your right knee, maybe bending and stretching it a little bit, helping us get a sense to feel connected into and being able to sense our right knee. And when you're ready, again, sensing up around your thigh, so you're going to start to travel to your right hip. There may be areas of your thigh that you feel or sense, and there may be areas that you don't. That's all right. Totally normal. Just sensing what you can, what is there, and then sensing into the space of your right hip. Again, if you need to wiggle it a little bit to get more of a sense of where your right hip is or how that space might feel, go ahead and do that. Just taking a few moments here to feel into your right hip. And now we're going to travel up to our right hand, feeling the little joint spaces in our fingers. Maybe we move them slowly, feeling into our fingers. And then into our wrist. Maybe we move our wrist around a little bit, feeling the joint space of our wrist, bringing awareness to any sensations that might be there. You may notice tingling, coolness, warmth. Even not feeling anything is something. Just continuing to notice what is there. And bringing our awareness up the sensations of our right lower arm to our right elbow. And feeling into that space of our right elbow, maybe we move it a little bit. Whatever works for you to feel into your right elbow. And then being aware of any sensations in our right upper arm. What does our right upper arm feel like right now? Can we feel it as we travel into our right shoulder? Feeling into that joint again may help to move your shoulder a little bit, soft. Slow movements. And now take a moment and compare, how does the right side of your body feel compared to your left side of your body? Right arm and leg compared to left arm and leg. Noticing whatever might be there. Again, heat, warmth, tingling, flow, coolness, tension. And now we're going to raise up our head as if a golden thread at the top of our head was pulling us up a little bit, and then gently just tuck our chin. So elongating our spine, lifting up to the heavens, and slightly tucking our chin downwards, lowering our nose and chin about an inch, maybe even less. Noticing how that feels to raise up towards the heavens, elongating your spine, elongating your neck, and then giving a slight tuck to your chin and nose. Now we're going to bring our awareness over to the left side of our body, to our left shoulder. Feeling into that joint space, moving around. Whatever is needed to help you feel into your left shoulder. Down your left arm, noticing any sensations that are there as you travel down to your left elbow. It may help to move your left elbow slightly, help bring more awareness if there's any feeling of contraction in that joint, allowing it to softly move a little bit, opening up some of that joint space. And again, down your left arm, to your left wrist, feeling into your left wrist space, allowing it to move slightly if it feels right to you, and into your left fingers. Maybe circling one finger, letting a few of them move at a time, bringing your focus and awareness down into the joint spaces of your left fingers. And now we're going to move to our left hip, circling our hip a little bit, moving a bit in our seat might be helpful, sensing into what's here in our left hip. Feeling into our left thigh as we move down from our hip towards our left knee. Feeling into that left knee. Maybe we bend and straighten it a little bit. Bring some movement. However it feels best to you. Now down our left leg, noticing calf, shin perhaps, lower leg, down to our left ankle joint. Letting our left ankle joint circle a little bit, noticing the sensations in there. And finally, feeling the weight and the sensation of your left foot on the floor. And I invite you to feel into both of your feet. letting your awareness rest gently with the feelings of your feet on the floor. Letting your breath deepen, relaxed into your belly. Resting in this space for as long as you like. And I look forward to being with you in our next lessons.